If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Chella H.
Oh, I'm Tahiri Jose.
And I'm Danae B.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
No, everyone's saying what y'all just doing now.
No, it is, but I just thought that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we go around. This is your first, which is weird. You've never been?
That's crazy.
When I first walked in, I'm like, did we have Tahiri on the show?
Yeah, that's wild.
And the funny part is, like, from the very beginning, I'm talking about 2013, maybe 14. 2010, maybe my first, like, you were my first interview ever. I remember scared to come see you because Lip Service. Back
I didn't
then.
Realize that was the, your first
the,
interview
the
ever.
Original Lip Service.
Mm-hmm. Back the original, like, you were the first person, we were cool with Joe. So I was just like, but I had watched and I'm like, this is going to be crazy.
It did used to be crazy.
It used to be. No, it's still crazy. It's still
yeah,
fun.
It did used to be crazy.
I got in trouble after that interview because we played that.
We have that in common.
I remember that.
The very first interview I ever did was Lip Service.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at us popping cherries all over.
Yeah, yeah. We have that in common.
So, yeah, I'm surprised.
But, you know, that was the point of Lip Service, right, was to give women more of a voice. Mm-hmm. So it was women who would always be seen, but not necessarily heard. Mm-hmm. Like, we would see you on the stream and everything, mm-hmm. but to sit down and do an interview for people to understand, like, who you were, your personality. We kind of started it off with women in magazines and in videos and things like that, that normally, like, guys would look at you but not get to know who you were as a person. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of to show us as three-dimensional people with, you know, and then have fun with conversations because it's educational for guys because there's a lot of things they don't understand about women that I feel like, you know, we're here to help.
Right. They think they know, but they have no idea.
And to get everybody in trouble.
Yeah, Tahiri did get in trouble.
I got in trouble. God. I got in trouble because we played the drinking game and I was way too honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh
I wasn't
God.
Like really honest. So she was like, drink if you ever. I drank the so much stuff.
You told all the secrets.
The drink is good.
But all the secrets.
It is sometimes hard to be honest because people can be very judgmental. But the point of, and even like on this podcast, I now remember when like we were first starting, it was hard for people to like be honest and want to say things. It makes you be more closed off when people start.
You get judged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it'd be the same people that do way worse shit.
judging the shit you do.
Or the person right. underneath, like the, in his mama's basement, just being a troll. And like, who cares? Mm-hmm.
But you guys, Danae and Tahiri, y'all have a podcast.
Yeah.
At this
do.
Big age.
I love that.
Congratulations.
Love
thank
that.
You.
That.
So that is, and the story of how y'all even linked up is interesting because it's not like y'all were friends from back
mm-mm.
in the day or anything.
I've known this woman for 1 year.
Yeah, a year and some
a
change.
Year and a couple months.
But I remember running into her page on Explore, and I was like, oh, from Harlem. I was all her page. She's a dancer. You know, I can't bust two moves if they paid me. So I was like, ooh, and I was all in it. And then I hit G up, and I said, Greg, I need someone. I have this idea. And he was like, I have the perfect person. And we met, and we closed down the bar. Of course, mm-hmm. we was at the restaurant for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like we was just catching up. Like, we knew some of the same people. We did some of the same things. We were different in some ways. And so we just connected, and it was just perfect.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Took the words out of
like, we have the same jacket on, and I walked in, like, for real.
Oh, my God. So it kind of was meant to be.
It was so weird. I walked in. I was like, so you're wearing my jacket? And she's yeah. like, oh.
Now, Danae, how is it for you being in front of the camera and talking? Like, you know, people know you for your choreography, your dancing and everything, but it's different to be revealing things about yourself. Sometimes it's not easy.
It's very easy for me to talk. I think it's a little bit difficult for people to receive it because mm-hmm. they've never heard me speak. Mm-hmm. But I'm such an open book. Like, I'm always talking, always, always, always. But I don't know. I'm having
not
a blast.
In front of a mic.
I'm literally
and around,
having
like,
a blast.
Yeah, on camera. On camera, she's usually yeah. doing some type of choreography. So when I watch her, so to me, because watching a lot of the people on stage, of course I wasn't paying attention to Danae. I'm like, oh, okay. And then now my eyes, I'm always looking for Danae. Like, she's on tour. I'm like, this my girl. And so now to me it's the opposite. I'm used to her being an open book. And right. for the world, it's like they get to see the other side of her. So mm-hmm. it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Tahiri, I did notice on the podcast, you said you were going through a breakup.
Oh, Lord. That was, I don't remember. Okay, continue.
I mean, true or false? True or false?
True, true. I mean, it was about, we've been filming. So it was a couple months ago, almost a year or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was the aftermath of the breakup. Nobody ever tells you or speaks about the person who does the breaking up, how much you hurt too when you don't really want to break up, but you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the breaking up, and it wasn't like when somebody breaks up with you, of course you go through the breakup and you deal with the pain or whatever. But when you're the one who walks in and says, yo, this is done, you still kind of deal with.
People don't have sympathy true. For that person.
They don't.
But nobody ever talks about it.
And
nobody ever talks
still
about
go
the
through
grief.
That yes. whole grief process. Of mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's hard yeah, sometimes because it's like, yo, I know you're not the one for me, but God, like,
you I still just, care about you.
Yeah, I care. Yeah. And I'm and sad that I'm kind of hurting you, not really, because I have to look out for me. So I think for the first time ever, instead of dragging something out, I realized that person wasn't for me and I chose me.
Right.
But I was hurting.
So it's like, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always break up first. If I feel like they break it up, I'm going to do it first.
Mm.
This oh my gosh.
Be, yeah, toxic.
But that's okay. toxicity. But to me, like, I've always done the breaking up. But younger Tahiri was different. At this big age, for some reason, this relationship that to me, wasn't even supposed to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Taught me the most.
So when you say it wasn't supposed to be one, how did
I look at him and say, yeah, I'm gonna be with you. I was like, boy, bye, boy, please. Boy, you ain't tall enough for this ride.
Okay. Right.
That time. You know what? I love that.
How long did that happen? Yeah, how'd it happen then?
Oh, you know, friendship and a man being persistent in a mm-hmm. world where everybody so has ADD and everybody wants right now and mm-hmm. everybody's moving around in circles. He was really let's just say he was intentional when it came to me. And he had been around me before. He knew me. So he knew exactly. You know what I mean? He was mm-hmm. he was intentional when it came to, like, just getting at me. And I said,
yeah,
I felt for that. You know what?
Yeah.
I think I want to sit down. Like, right. let me sit down.
I've always felt like a lot of times mm-hmm. relationships, a big part of it is timing. Like,
it was, yeah.
You could have the right person, but it's not the right time. Or mm-hmm. you could have the wrong person, but it's the right time. Right. And it still could happen because you're like, I'm in the frame of mind where I'm kind of ready to, like you said,
and
sit down.
Yeah, and sometimes it ain't even your favorite color. And you're like, you know what? Maybe I'm colorblind, but I'll take right. it. Let's see if this is a little different than what I usually go for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this works.
I was like that with my husband.
Uh-oh.
Because y'all don't know, but I've known my husband since I was 9.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Wow.
He was one of the counselors, like the SYEP workers at mm-hmm. my summer camp. And I knew he was going to be my man.
When you were nine?
When I was nine, I looked at him. I was
Can we fast forward the story? Because we don't want to make the vibes like crazy.
We're five years apart. Aoki. But you know, like when you're a kid and you have a crush, you always say, that's going to be my man in the future. He was not my man.
I'm digging Aoki though.
Yes. So fast forward all these years later, like 21, we link back up. But I'm like, no, I still don't think you're the right person, but it's literally the wrong time. Fast forward to 29, I run into him again. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready for you.
So he was 34 when you were 29. See that, because nine just sounds like a baby and you're right. Like a counselor and you're fantasizing like that's going to, but that's crazy that you knew that.
Talk about manifestation, girl.
I loved him so much, I gave my little brother his name. That's my brother's middle name. Is now my last name.
That is weird.
That's how long I've known.
Wow, right?
Do you get like premonitions about things frequently?
Yes, I do.
So how long were you guys together before you got married?
The first wedding happened, what was that?
I love her.
5 years in? No, I'm lying. 4 years in. Uh-huh. The second one, 5 years in. We had our son 1 year in, or maybe a couple months in.
So why was there two weddings?
The first one, we were supposed to be eloping, but then all my friends crashed, so we ended up having like 25 people at the first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then y'all like had like a real ceremony.
A real big one. Oh. A destination one.
Yes.
Very cute.
This is a great story. Right? I love this story.
Thank right. you.
Give so us being more. Married, because I think you're the only one here who's married.
She said, ah.
So what are some of the challenges you would say about being married?
Well, for me, it's, you know, finding the balance between traveling and working so much and showing up and being the best wife I can. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, like, every time I go to work, that's my vacation. I come home, I clock the fuck in. Sorry. I clock
that's
in.
That's fine.
Because you got to cook. You got to clean. We have a baby. We have to find alone time. We have to find time to be friends. He worked when we were, like, right before we got married, he was in law school. So we had to find a balance with his schedule. Like, just...
Oh, so he was in law school, so you were kind of supporting.
No, he was still supporting.
Okay.
He was
come
still,
on, because I think when people be in law school, I just think about people who I know, like, not, like, really so working. Focused on trying to pass the bar that they don't have a job.
But just
finding that's their whole thing.
The balance, that's really, like, the most, in the communication, like, making sure you're constantly checking
especially
in.
Especially because you're on the road so much.
On the, like, I'm gone all the time.
Right.
Ooh. Like.
That's tough. That's a lot, but it must be nice to come home.
It's so, and they come to me too.
Okay.
So we get to travel. We get to see things. We have a great time together most of the time.
Do you ever feel guilty? Like, I know when Jasmine Brand is here, she has a kid, and sometimes she feels so guilty when she's traveling, right? And like, she's like, you know, because I feel like guys are used to, we're used to that in society, like, men travel, they do the thing, but
mom stays
women,
home with the kids.
I don't have any kids. I don't know if I don't know. Because me, I'm really big to be like, all right, these kids need to be fed.
Yeah.
Either we're going to be broke and homeless, or we're going to get fed and you're going to be mad. Which one? Pick one.
Yeah, I had a little
pick mommy guilt
for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But now that my son is able to communicate his feelings,
right,
we have great conversations.
And FaceTime is an amazing
thing. Oh my God. He props me up in his room. He watches me rehearse. He'd be clapping. Good job, guys. Doing great. We all sit. He tells us stories about his day. The mommy guilt, I've passed it, but I did have a moment. Like,
and I feel like that's natural.
Yeah.
If you can imagine. Now that you're single, Tahiri, or are you?
Been single. No, okay.
So you've been single since that breakup.
Yeah, since that breakup, because it taught me so much. I was single and celibate.
How long?
Oh my God, forever. Almost 11 months.
Sheesh.
That's a long time.
So we broke up in, let's say, I don't even remember. January 1st, 2023 is when I broke up with him.
Oh, wait.
The ball dropped and I was like, I'm out of here.
Talk about a resolution for the new year.
Oh, because I knew that I wasn't going to enter my new year with all that
negativity. Wait, so the ball dropped together?
The ball dropped together. And I woke up that morning and I was trying to be nice. Although as the ball was dropping, he was beefing with me about me being on my phone because I was trying to get the New Year's kiss on it. And he was like, why are you on your phone? I'm like, what do you mean? Kiss me. Like, what are we arguing about? Right. And I was just like, somebody get him out the club, like, you know, one of those. So it got crazy. As the ball was dropping, it dropped. We partied, we argued a little bit. I ignored him a whole lot. Got home together, woke up that morning, was trying to nurture him.
just kind of like, because I know I could be a tough cookie, and he had been through a lot too. He had lost his mom, his dad, throughout the last 4 years, a best friend. So he was dealing with a lot of grief as it was.
Right.
So I was just trying, but then at some point, when does it stop? When do I stop becoming, when do you stop just lashing out on me for all the pain you have? Mm-hmm. So that morning I got up, it was January 1st, and I hugged him, and he gave me issues, and I hugged him again. He gave me issues. And I was like, you know what? He said, well, we're not going to just, I know what we're not going to do is be together this year. And I packed him up.
Last time your balls dropped. Wow.
Okay. So that was done. So after that I went, I didn't jump into anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't jump into anything. I jumped into work.
Right.
I jumped
That's
into-
good. It does take some time, like, to, after a relationship.
Not all the time.
So what brought on the celibacy?
The celibacy was, I'm at this big age, I'm really not, I don't really just want to share time, space, and bed with anyone. Mm-hmm. It's not kiki and party and bullshit. Like, everything is intentional. Mm-hmm. I needed to get my mind together, because usually when a woman goes through a breakup, she's very
vulnerable.
And you think you're running around doing the right thing to numb that pain, but then you wake up one day and you're a little bit better and you realize that you just caught a couple L's back there. And I think women, when people say heal, women are like, yeah, whatever. And then you just find ways to, like, numb that pain, whether it's alcohol, clubbing, dating other people, jumping into bed with them, whatever it is to take your mind away from that. But that day that you wake up and that you're like, you surpassed that somewhat, you realize all the
BS,
dumb stuff you've done right.
Yeah.
And it just makes your life a lot, it's more trauma. It's more, it's gonna be a larger therapist bill if you ain't got no Medicaid. You know what I mean? So for me, I decided to finally say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cut it out. I'm a fill my cup. Cause I've been doing all the filling.
Yeah. Right.
When your cup empty.
Ooh, and he drained that cup. So
you can't fill nobody
I started
else's.
Filling out my cup. I had moved into a new place. I was fixing my home rather than running around.
Moving into a new place is so important.
Mm.
And it was unintentional, by the way, but it just so happened during the breakup. Timing was perfect. Yeah. And mm-hmm. So usually that moving in turns into, let me pay the mover. Let me pay the cleaning lady. Let me pay the organizer. Let me let them organize me. Let me go get this bag. This time around, I shut all that down and I wanted to be with self.
Right, right.
And I also wasn't a perfect person in that relationship. So I wanted to know what took me down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Why him? What I did wrong in that relationship. Like, I wanted to really self-assess so I wouldn't make those same mistakes. So I dove in.
So what did you feel like you did wrong?
A lot. I feel like I didn't know how to lead with love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a dictator.
Okay.
I'm so used to being
Taurus the bull.
I'm so used to being the provider that I just don't. I lead and that's it.
And maybe you don't trust somebody to lead.
And I don't know how to just drop everything in your hands and trust you to do
that.
So
that is a trust thing, though, because mm-hmm. I think that women who are powerful, who are so used to doing things for themselves, it's like the highest form of knowing that you care about somebody when you let them handle.
I didn't let them lead. So I think that speaking life into a man is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw him as, I didn't see him as an equal to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I treated him that way and that wasn't fair to him. You know what I mean? I didn't allow him the space to show me what he can do.
Okay.
So he caved in, but he caved in because I was already walking in with that vibe. You know what I mean? There was a lot of things I could have did different. I'm not saying that he would have worked out to begin with.
Right.
Because a man's a man, and a man could also be like, start and be like, bitch, you gonna calm the fuck down. You know who I am? But I will say that I learned so much, and that person that I was in that relationship, I no longer ever want to be.
Okay. Well, there's a reason for everything that we go through things, right?
Yes.
And whatever, what they say doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I learned how to deal with grief, too. That's another thing, because nobody could teach you that, how to deal with other people's pain.
Yes.
So I thought I was doing, I did the best that I could, but now I look at certain things and I know that I could have been better at some things. So, of course, I'm just saying I could have did better in certain avenues in that relationship.
Did y'all have that conversation? Or are you just like,
I did apologize after. Somewhere in between that year, I try to like circle, bust a Yui.
Spin the block.
Yeah, spin the block. And I was like, you know what? Maybe not. And I did my apologizing. But it's safe to say when somebody's going through a lot of pain, you have to, sometimes some journeys are to be walked alone.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to be in that situation,
especially with grieving.
Yeah,
because they could just destroy you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what was happening. There was no type of inspo at home. There was nothing happening. Mm-hmm. Period. And then you're just screaming and losing it for every other second. And I'm just over here trying to pick up the pieces, but didn't even know how to because I can't relate. So if you right. say, I feel your pain, no, you don't. Okay, right. so what do I say? Yeah. Like, right. it was just, it was such a learning.
What do I do?
Right. So it was just a lot that happened in a year that I decided to just throw in the towel.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? I realize how. What are some ways you know a relationship is over? What are some indications?
No sex.
Oh. or the passion isn't the there that you're used to having.
It's like I had a roommate. Facts.
Yeah. Yeah. That no cooking. Sex is really.
No cooking?
I'm not cooking.
Oh, then then you ain't never been in a relationship with me, honey.
The communication.
That's how you know. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, because you don't cook.
No, I cook if I'm in love, but it's not a requirement. Like, I'm going to cook 3 times out the week. Don't never expect me to cook 7 days
I'm great at ordering food.
Me too.
And I know exactly reservations. What you want.
Listen, I'm great at plating it and paying for
it. Yeah, it looked good, though.
Nah, but I could cook.
And when you start wanting to see other niggas, that's that for me. Like, it's like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But I know I don't want to fuck with you if I'm trying to
see
go cop on another dude.
I'm delusional. I be just messing with you and don't see nobody else. Be like, but then once you see me, I'm like, ooh, I don't even like them that much.
Mm-hmm. Once that happens. But the no sex thing, I'm so glad you said that, because that is, I feel like, one of the first indications is when that kind of stops.
That sex stops, for sure.
And not saying that sex is everything. Yeah. I mean, I think I can't think of a person I know who hasn't been through that. That's, you know, because especially when a guy is not really trying to have sex with you either.
Well, this is my first time going through the no sex thing.
Wait, okay. How long?
So out of all my niggas. So in this situation, the no sex thing, well, I can't say too much because I ain't even made the announcement at home. But
I'm done.
Sex thing with niggas, they'll still be wanting to fuck. You know what I'm saying? For me.
Yeah, they don't care about nothing.
They don't be like,
they
can't
separate the arguments from the sex.
But when they decide I don't want to fuck, oh, you definitely don't want me.
I'd be offended. I'd be like, exactly. I just went through that. It's like I was trying to break my celibacy with somebody. I was like, you chosen right. One. Come here. Nah, somebody that, you know, I have history with and he's great. So I'm like, if I'm going to break it, am I ready? And I prayed to the Jesus before the apocalypse. What is it? What's happening?
The eclipse.
The apocalypse.
Not the zombies.
So I'm like this. So I'm like, all right, God, it's coming. The eclipse is coming. And he was going through his changes and he had just had some shit going on at home and we sit for dinner. He says, yo, let's go have dinner. In my head, I was like, dinner?
Right.
This is the other day, dinner.
I was talking dessert.
I was like, look, I was like on the phone. I was like, bet he want to talk. I want to talk. I just want to talk in.
This is so
right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm mentally, if I thought about it too much, I wouldn't break the celibacy because I've been going, I'm on a street. Like I'm going straight a year.
Right.
He invites me to a restaurant. We sit down and he's talking about how he's working out, he's not drinking, how he's not dating anybody, how he's not having sex. And all of us, I was like, screw. And he went off.
Did that.
Oh, no.
You were like, well, I got to go. I don't feel so well.
I was like, what? And he was like, but he was going through what I think he was in the beginning of what I had just went through. The cleanse.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
The timing is off.
The timing was off, but I never got a no from him. And I never really picked up the phone and was like, and then I realized, wait, I was just always available for him.
Right.
And it's one time
that I'm trying,
that I needed to be choked up and thrown up against the wall and not call the cops on him.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dang. So the celibacy lives on.
It lives on.
Mm-mm-mm. You're going to hit that year mark.
No. I think I'm going to figure this out. We can't do that.
Well, one more thing, bad. Because it's been 11 months, you said, right? It's cold.
That phone would have been right now.
Oh my God, like, why is Mano calling? Answer. Should we see what he wants? Don't say nothing crazy. We at work.
We working.
I just want to tell you that I'm very disappointed in seeing JTD and Young Miami beefing on
internet.
We're going to talk about that. I was just reading that.
Hey, Mano.
Hi.
I just saw Mano in Atlanta. He told you?
Yeah, how are you?
Hello.
What up?
Okay, I should pull up.
Pull up. Come be scandalous.
I ain't want shit, man. That really pissed me off, though.
Me too.
All right, we're going to talk about that right now in honor of you.
In honor of Mano.
All right. Thanks, Mano. We needed that. All right. He really called to tell me how disappointed he was.
I was just reading that.
Talk about relationships coming to a pause.
Yeah. Right. You know, the relationships with your homegirls, your besties, sometimes that could be more heartbreaking than any man.
Oh, yes.
Anything. When you break up.
Yes, I've been through that. Yes, I think that nobody talks about friendship breakups, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. The older I get, the more I'm feeling and connected and the more I would hate to lose people. And then I realize I have abandonment issues. Like, so many losses, you want to keep the people that you love around you.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to. Like, I think that we could be loyal to a fault where you're loyal to the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just because I've known you for X amount of years does not mean that I owe you anything.
Right. Or that
especially if you keep on doing things that are destructive to like our friendship and thinking that
it's cool. It's just like being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like you can't just treat me any old way and do anything and think I'm going to still be here for you.
And sometimes the people that help you when you're going through something are not the people that have been in your circle for a minute. It's always, it might be that person that you just met. And it's weird. And you're like, yo, but I've been around you for so long and you ain't.
I don't agree with the no new friends things that people be saying.
Oh, they're not at all.
Right? Because new friends are so important. Like, some of my friends that I've had for not as long as, like, my oldest friends are way more, like,
I'm getting a FaceTime.
Supportive.
Lord Jesus, I'm not going to answer it.
But everybody's getting FaceTime. Like, guys, we're working.
Right.
Why do people FaceTime with no notice?
I love it. That's me. I'm a FaceTime with no notice.
I would say I only care about the notice when you FaceTime if I don't really like you, and that's to a man. But if I like you, I'm picking up like crazy. Right, I'm like, what's up, boo?
I need a little notification.
I only complain when I'm like, why isn't it? What do you want?
I never just pick up the phone and FaceTime anybody.
I do.
Yeah, Chelly, y'all all do
I'm
that.
I'm a FaceTime.
I really me don't too. FaceTime people. Shout I barely call anyone.
FaceTime is
I text.
It's the best thing ever.
I be calling. I'm like, because things get so misconstrued.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you feel like I'm yelling at you.
You have to LOL, put a happy face, or be like, I'm not beefing.
And kissing, no.
Sometimes I be people calling, read like, hey, text messages the wrong
time. For sure.
I am people. Be like, what you trying to say? You be like, oh, nothing. Girl.
I didn't mean it like that. Now, Janae, how long have you been married?
We have been married 3 years now.
Have you gone through periods with your husband of no sex?
No.
Absolutely not. She said no, ma'am.
Not at all.
We haven't hit that mark yet. And this is year 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
unless I'm like away, and then we have to be so creative.
Well, I guess every time you come home, it's kind of like a little honeymoon on the low, or just like recapping and things get serious because you're like going. So it just keeps the spark going.
Right.
Now, if they had the monotony of an every day to day relationship, that probably would, they probably would have hit that mark. Like, I'm tired of you.
I don't know.
She loves him.
We're so excited. Yeah. Like, we have a blast for the most part. And he just started drinking.
Well,
like,
I had a blast.
Wait, he just started drinking?
I had a blast with him.
Yeah,
he just started
doing a lot of things. So everything he's just new.
My nigga
was just sober.
He's like a teenager.
Sober Sally. He has the liver of a newborn.
What is he drinking?
Okay, bear with me. He's drinking like sweet red wine. I don't know if that counts. But it does count.
No, it counts. Think about it, Angela. I know you've done a detox before.
Yeah.
And you stopped drinking for a couple of... like
she just fresh off.
Right. And this is going to hit you different because you've been clean.
You
so imagine
right
somebody
away.
Who never drank, drink some sweet wine. He's tipsy. Yeah.
I got him on that and we just got him to do some margaritas.
Okay. Child.
You know? I'm like, come on back. Come outside.
Gateway drinks. Yeah.
You might get pregnant one more time.
I drank today. No, ma'am.
One more and again.
Chella, could you date somebody who doesn't drink?
Yeah. But I just started drinking. Remember myself 3 years ago, and I ain't put it down.
You gotta relax.
And I ain't put it down.
It's been 3 years.
I love
you
it.
You know that for
Look,
a fact.
She just started drinking 3 years ago, and her cup is straight liquor on the rocks. No
I
juice,
never
no
drank.
Chaser.
I like that.
Anybody, change your name, Chella. No chaser.
Anybody who know you, no chaser, no ice, none of that. Anybody who know me, know I've never drank. Some people still be like, you lying. Oh, and well, I came straight
as
in drinking 1942 straight.
Ooh,
straight out the bottle.
For sure.
About
2 weeks ago, I drank a whole bottle.
That's straight to
okay.
it.
Okay. I thought you stopped doing that after the last time you drank a bottle.
No, I said I was going to stop.
But she didn't stop.
Matter, I ain't going to lie. I probably drank every day this month. It's fun and it's okay.
I feel like I feel like we have to have like yay after that.
No, yeah. All right, let's do a shot to that.
Yeah, no,
but before this, because Mano just called and he was like, he's very upset about this Young Miami and JT beef. But I feel like people were kind of seeing that
they were speculating,
but we didn't know it was going to explode like this. But to be clear, both of them going through a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
wait, stop.
The couch, girl.
It's okay. The couch is comfy. No, I'm with it. I'm with the shits. I love y'all. Y'all can put me anywhere. Tell me what JT's going through, because I know what Young Miami's going through. And I've seen how the breakup must have happened because it was a lot happening.
But they did end it and said, I love you. I love you more. So it was kind of like...
Why does it have to be online, though? Like, if I beef with Danae, I don't want it to be online.
Oh, everything is online. And that's what I was going to ask you guys, because me and Gigi have been doing this podcast since the beginning. How long has it been
It'll be 10 years in September.
Jesus!
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years. And we never had an argument. Yeah, we've never had an argument.
Ever.
We never got
And honestly, there was only one time, it wasn't an argument, but there was only one time she had to, like, low-key scold me, like, okay, we're not going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Like, you did something that you should not have talked about, and we're not going to talk about it. And what I say, okay, done. I won't mention it again. And in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So
that's because communication is the key.
Yes.
Understanding. Understanding is the key. Because you can communicate if you don't understand.
Right. Communication and understanding.
Understanding.
So I want to talk about that because you guys are starting something new together. And people could be really close, but that, like, when you start working together, because we've seen some podcasts.
Fall apart,
going through it. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, like, are there some guidelines that you're going to have? Because I also feel like I would hate for, the way that I am, if I fall out with somebody, I'm not going to, like, publicly talk shit or reveal any of their secrets to the public or things like that or lie about anything. Like, that's my own rule for myself. And even if you come at me, I just don't really
respond.
Yeah, I don't really respond because I think that makes things a lot bigger than it
and
has to be.
Especially when feed the monster. Others are watching.
Yeah. And I know it's really interesting for people when you do that, but I also, like, for my own peace, you know, because the worst thing is when you do something and then the internet blows up with it and your notifications are going crazy and you're like, I shouldn't even have said shit because now everybody's like, because you're never going to win.
Right. Everybody has an opinion. Yeah, everybody has the best advice. Everybody has all the answers.
So when you think about that, because this is still fairly new, right? How many episodes in are you guys now? Like,
tomorrow will be number four.
Right, we've been filming.
Oh, new.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So do you have you come up with like some plans? Because this is kind of like a marriage too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Working together just to make sure that like we got to communicate if something is misunderstood or misconstrued.
We have a really good support team.
Mm-hmm.
We also have been watching what's been happening around us and before us.
Mm-hmm.
We also really, really like each other. We're not saying that we haven't even had disagreements.
Disagreements are fine,
but yeah, we've had a spat,
mm-hmm.
and then we regrouped and we apologized and we moved on.
What was the spat about?
I think
both of our energies were high. It was like the launch day. It was just
and we
like
were nervous.
Super. Yeah. It was all nerves. It really was about nothing.
It was
energy.
We both got loud. And then Greg grabbed Danae, and then they had a conversation, and then I'm like, where's Danae? And then I was like, you want a shot? And then she was like, yeah. And then we took a shot, and then we walked in. You
know what I mean?
It was literally the energy of we's about to walk into like a sold-out
place. The beginning of your new life.
Yeah. And we were both nervous.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do have a strong support team. So even after that, we regrouped. We talked about it. And we just assigned hats that, like, you know what I mean? Would keep us from even having that traction because right. we are both to sit on it. Like, in other words, let G do what G does and me and Danae do what we do. And if we have any issues, we come together as a family, mm-hmm. and we have the buffer in between.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. nothing that could helps, get misconstrued. Yeah. yeah.
And to communicate with each other.
Absolutely.
Because I also feel like as important as it is like to work together, it's also important to know that when you don't get along,
yes, you need to figure
inevitable,
out can,
how do you
right.
work through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're also getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I might walk in with my own stuff from outside and not want it to affect do my job and come in, but my energy is a little different than it was last Monday and I was hyped. So like, I remember looking at her one time saying, hey, I'm going through this. It's got nothing to do with you, anybody here. I'm just going through it, sis. Mm-hmm. So it was important for me to communicate. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know yeah. me and you might think this is about you. That might not, this ain't nothing, but look, I'm being transparent.
Right.
Like, this. Let's get this shit going, and I just want to be better. And then she opened up about something, and then we were like, let's have drinks. And it was kind of like, you know, we're getting to know each other in a different space.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. we're communicating.
Yeah. That's good. See, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Because really, me and G have gotten along, like, from the, you know, we met through her.
Even before lip service.
Yeah, even before lip mm-hmm. service. Mm-hmm. Me and Chella also.
We do. Chella's here from Chicago. Look how we
are. Mm-hmm.
We
and
tell her,
understand, she'd be like, Angela, if you don't pick up your goddamn phone.
Right, what's wrong?
Yeah, because I'm the worst. Like, I'll be busy doing stuff. Sometimes I'm not a good friend.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes.
Me too. And sometimes and then I would text some stuff that sound crazy. Like, we need to do better. Like, I did today in a group chat. And then I was like, I'm not beefing with y'all. But I wish I could say some things, but I'm driving. I'm trying to get an Angela. And so I'm a very much straight to the point that I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry. I'm pretty in pink. Give me a second. I just didn't have time to communicate that.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like that. I look at it as like, you just be busy, you know? And sometimes you be needing yourself time to cake and shit like that. So
to who?
Don't take
to
it like cake.
That?
You know, like lay
What's
up
cake?
And shit.
Lay up.
Wait, that's from where? Where you get cake from? I'm going to use it now.
You finna get some cake. You finna be caking.
Ooh,
we finna
okay.
manifest that.
Right.
So I don't take it like caked. That. I be like, I just
she
be grateful for the other time.
Yeah, I'm like, that's all crazy. That's all crazy. I'm going to get my cakes.
Mm.
What? With all these cakes? That's crazy.
Now, Danae, I saw on one of your episodes, you were talking about like being with your husband, but also knowing that like you had a wild 20s.
Oh, my God.
What's wild?
I had a schedule. He was on part of the schedule. That's when I knew I couldn't be with him. I'm like, it's not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
He was like my Wednesday, Thursday guy.
Ooh.
Like, I had a Monday, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday. I wasn't even sleeping with everybody, but I was just kicking it.
Right.
Like,
I tried. That got me
dinner
nervous.
Here, lunch there. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the park. Let's walk. Let's go color. Like, just...
Color.
Yeah.
In like, between them lines.
Uh-huh. I had a whole wild ass. I lived a great life. I think I'm so cool being where I am now because
you got
I really
that out.
Enjoy...
You got that out.
Yeah. My 20s.
Was there anybody that was competing world, with working? Him? Like Monday was competing with...
Oh, well, everybody was competing because everybody really wanted me real bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Talk about the chocolate.
Talk about the chocolate.
Really admitted, like, he wanted me real bad.
But isn't the weekend the best slot?
According
to
SZA.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not the best slot.
No,
I'm my
the
wildest
day.
Self on the weekend.
But that's better. But don't you want to be free with whoever you wind up with?
I want to be in control. I want to.
7 day man is the person who wins.
That's the Lord.
Mm-hmm. The Lord.
Just the rest
taking
day.
The church with the name.
Sunday is the rest day. Okay?
And now, were you honest with him? Like, you know, I'm talking to other guys.
Yeah, I was honest okay. with everybody.
That's mm-hmm. good.
I didn't know how to date to like that. Because I was born, and raised in a family who was like, if you lose your virginity, he's your husband. Don't lose it. Don't have any kids. We don't fit in here. If you have sex, you're gonna get cancer. The more mm-hmm. My mom used to be like, the more you rub on that, the more you're going to die.
Wow.
She scared us. And she had three girls in the house. She was a single mom. She's like, y'all not coming over here with kids. So the dating thing, I was like, is that some white people shit?
Right.
Mm-mm. That's what I really thought, because you always see it in movies, like they're dating. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I used to be like, if I get into anything, you can't even use my bathroom because my mom don't want you in the house unless I tell my mom this is it.
Right.
Mm. She only wanted the this is it guy.
Okay. Mm. Right.
And you know she
you
done
gotta kiss
messed
a lot
me
of
up.
Frogs to
yeah,
get to
that's.
Your prince.
I wish she would have told me that.
Yeah.
And my mom knew everybody. Everybody was coming.
Your mom was like,
your
hey.
Mom was covering for you.
Yeah. My mom was cool. You want to play? You want to play?
Mm-hmm. My mom is not playing with nobody. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny because your mom may have no loyalty to none of them guys.
No, she like my loyalty is to you.
Who, my mom
who you gonna
was
be
rude
with?
To everybody. Like
that's
he can't
hilarious.
Use my bathroom. I don't
Consistency.
Care.
Consistency. Wow. But you know what? It's so funny because like think about guys you dated and their moms knew that they were cheating on mm-hmm. you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And was smiling. You be like his
and
bitch
you
ass
you
mama smiling in my face.
Yo,
and you thought you really mattered.
Mm-hmm. Right, and his
that
mom
part.
All nice.
She was
and
nice,
she
to,
nice to her, and you know all his friends. That's the worst when a man cheats on you,
and the whole
really,
family know,
and everybody knows, and everybody know the chick, and she also around, and they covering for him. And
yeah,
no, what are you?
The whole family
about?
Get beat up.
to Harry, enough. Okay.
Not see.
That's why you just got to cheat just in case.
Now that's my sister says that. My middle sister says, Lexi says, shout out to Lexi. So Lexi says, listen to what my little sister says. She's like, yo, you need to find you somebody every 6 months. Because when the honeymoon stage is over and he want to play, we can both play. And I'm like, what? She's like, let's just, like, we going to all cheat.
Oh, my God.
You got to put yourself first.
That's what my sister
and
says.
And not just worry about all these rules and shit.
Yeah.
If you ain't married. Mm.
See, I feel like I can't do shit and I wouldn't do shit. I don't even think about it. Like, I really be.
In terms of what?
Caking.
Well, you good wait, right but, now.
What are we caking?
I mean, I have my man. I don't do nothing.
You
like,
shouldn't.
I don't be doing nothing either, though. Even when I'm single, like, I don't even got the energy to do. Like, I really want the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really, look, mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody do. But
really
until
the
then,
right.
we outside.
Until then. what we doing?
We outside.
We outside. Gigi, you ain't doing shit, are you?
I'm outside.
Okay.
Ooh, right.
And
right
proud. Now, like, I'm minding my business,
I'm
doing
so,
my
I'm
thing.
I'm so single right now.
I want to be outside with, like, purpose. It's like partying with a purpose.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for nonprofits.
No, that's not profit. We need profit, girl.
Yeah, outside with the intentions on getting back inside.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. intentional. Like
intentionally
I don't,
outside.
I don't really care, like, I don't care about a lot of things anymore.
Do you think you have sex differently as you get older?
Yep.
What Didn't do you they think? Tell us? Since you said it so fast.
I
think so, too.
Like,
what
I
do you
feel
mean
like
by
you're
that?
Like, so in tune with what you want, what you need, what you like.
And you ask for it in
that
way,
yes.
You're open to trying more things. Like,
you know
your
who
body
you are.
More.
You know your body.
Yeah.
You know what you want.
You know a man's body. Mm.
You know how to do stuff now. You're not, like, just licking the tip. Like, you're going for it.
You know, I did go for it. Oh, my bad.
You know, but you're doing it, like...
Yeah.
Is more passionate, even if y'all not really married or whatever.
Look at me.
Like, you want them to want it real bad.
I haven't had it. Chill out before I call the next.
Listen.
Go get in trouble tonight.
So definitely, I think it's better with age.
It does get better with age.
How do you experiment now? Like, what are things that you do? to turn it up and make it spicy. Make it spicy.
I feel like they're so new into their, well, y'all have been together 8 years.
You told me.
Yeah.
You told me.
What?
You want me to tell them?
Tell them.
Oh, we gotta keep it to ourselves.
What I told you?
We wearing the same jackets now. You sure you want me to tell?
You can tell them.
That you be wearing different wigs and stuff. Cause you know what I mean? You be playing like you role play.
Like role play.
Okay. Yes. He was like, if he wanted a blonde, I became a blonde.
Period.
Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna be whoever you need me to be.
Yup. She told me, and I was like, ooh, I think I want a husband.
Let me be Danae. Let me be Mocha. Let me be Sandra.
We was at the hookah lounges, me, you, and Divine. And he was like, yeah, you know, cause I be, you know, we be role playing. And then y'all got to stories. And I was like, popcorn, please, popcorn.
Yeah. She hung out with me and my husband.
Oh, that's nice. Role playing. So what is he? Does he role play?
No. He just be there watching the show.
He be into it.
Yeah. He be eating the popcorn. I think a guy from the chandelier.
A guy would love a woman who could do choreography, who could be like, Gigi, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because then you can do like your whole thing, like your whole little sexy thing.
I love that.
I'll be making videos and I'll be editing them. Mm-hmm. I'll be sending it like a pre-show.
Of your new look for the night.
Like a trailer.
Then, yes, come on, sizzle reel.
You know, come
come
tonight.
On, pilot.
Right. I got to show you something I could do.
The admission.
Girl, you ready to do it.
Yeah, Chella, you got some videos.
Do you? No?
Okay. Chella.
No.
Especially with that bottle in 1942 when that
Chella,
you down.
Have no videos.
Yeah.
You Chella. Striker, you better set that tripod up and get
yeah,
to
it. You better
get
it. Don't do that because that might make it like, I'm kind of stiff when people are watching. That's why I could never strip.
Did you just do the robot?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just be thinking like if everybody watches, so me and Chella, we can't put the tripod. We got to just kind of like flow it in the bathroom and put the camera phone by the sink and shit. Like,
Well, they got this clamp thing you clamp on like the
dresser. So you ain't got no video.
I'm just giving, sound like somebody else. Clamp it and then you just click it right there and just put the phone
in. Now they got that little suction.
Not that suction,
you put up in the mirror and you just, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't know nothing about it.
And me neither.
So high tech. I don't, not making videos. I just put my foot on the floor.
Clearly.
Okay.
Angle it up. Mm-hmm. It makes you look longer.
Hold on. Tahiri, are there videos that you that guys have? Like
for sure. I mean, okay. I started off at King Magazine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was the last cover ever. I believe it was me and Keisha Cole. We had a double cover. I've done everything from King, Black Men, and any urban magazine that you could think of in print. Then my mom didn't understand. She'd be like, why are people stopping me? And I was on every train station hanging. In the little Optimals where you could buy magazines. Then you got social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got OnlyFans.
Okay.
So, of course, you see my cheeks in places that, you know what I mean?
No, but I said videos like that. Like you and guys.
Oh, no. No face, no case.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there's only one individual.
No face, all cakes.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. I think there's only one individual my whole life that could ever be like, if anything ever leaks, I
would
know
who it came from.
I would know because no face, no case.
Okay. Mm. So there's stuff, it's just not your face in it.
There's definitely stuff that you send a man, you'd be like, and eh, you'll be like, you're sending some cheeks. But you ain't, I'm not busting it wide open for no real ninja. But this is one person that I don't know why I feel so free. Maybe he just brought that out of me. And you know, in our situationship, that he might have got some incriminating evidence. And it better be in the safe.
That's why you just got to do it on your phone.
Right. Well, you don't have any.
But you have to send it sometimes. Especially when you're dating somebody, and y'all long distance. Like, how do y'all entertain each other?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he could come downstairs and be like, yo, I'm outside. Let's go to movies. It's like, I have to travel too. So sometimes you got to keep him entertained on a Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But you see him.
You can't get there till Friday.
Exactly.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, how important is it when you're dating somebody to tell them like about your past and people you've been with, things you've done, especially when you're Googleable?
Look at your face. Yeah, Danae, you don't even know how to, like, your face be saying everything.
That's why.
She makes the funniest faces when we tape.
I don't know.
How important is it?
I haven't told everything. Mm-hmm. I tell the book.
Okay.
That's also, it's like a gift and a curse. Like, I really tell everything.
Does it ever get brought back up?
Yes. Oh. It does. Then they want to talk about it. They want to dig deep. It's not that deep.
That's whack, really though.
Deep. It's not that deep. We don't got to.
Don't even, like, he just want to know what might affect them other than that.
Yeah. Because I feel like guys don't want to know.
Man, no, I've had men sit me down and say, so, like, mm-hmm. weird stuff. Like, so tell me what you did with him. And you're like, ooh, you want details?
Yeah. That's weird. If I was with a guy and he did that, I would feel weird.
It's
like,
weird.
I don't think he's for me.
He's weird.
Mm-hmm. If he was like asking me, like grilling me about mm-hmm. something, you know what I'm saying? It's one weird thing if they're like ask you a question that you used to talk to. Yeah. You know, that's it. But like grilling you, like, yeah. I think that's a lot.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because I wouldn't do that.
It depends on the guy too. Like for me, it depends on, like, say, contestant number one. Mm. I'm going to tell you whatever I think I want you to know. It might not even be real. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you some shit and you just be like, ooh. the whole time. I'm just making some shit up.
What if you forget later?
I don't.
Okay.
Because this is what I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got this. I've been doing it for a minute. So, you know. And it ain't that often. It ain't like every week I'm just making up. But I don't think you should just go in just telling every single thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I feel like, because also I think about if things don't work out, now this person,
they know everything.
Yeah. And that can be weaponized against you.
I feel that I feel the same way. I feel like it depends on what place that person holds in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It depends on how you feel about the person too. And I think when you allow a man to speak, he'll tell you so much about himself and how he feels about women in general.
Right.
So I've been on dates where he starts just dragging people. I'm like, can't be honest with this move.
Right.
And I'm also in my mid-40s. So, like, I've been through some stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. But I also been in relationships where I want him. I want to be naked and not like I am to the world. I want to be, like, fully, like, vulnerable in front of this person. I also want to protect them because we're in a space where if you walk in somewhere, you see someone, I want him to have the heads up and know that I dated, not because he cares, but just so he could know that, yeah, I used to talk to such and such.
So nobody has something over
Him. So that comes with that person being your person. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm really big on how long are you going to be around and why should you be another person with my, because anybody can say anything about me. Once I, my mouth, the horse's mouth, say something, then that makes it official. Right. And I don't need you to have ammo to shoot me.
To try to use against me.
Right? So so if I care about you, my job is to protect you. Other than that, then it is what it is.
Yeah, because I also think guys could be insecure.
Like, very much so.
And if they know, like, oh, you talked to this person or this person did that, it could make them feel really like...
Yeah,
it's happening. It could be unnecessarily, like, giving somebody some things where they're, like, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Intimidated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but that's their problem.
Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago by telling some, and it was the same way you said, like, I would want you to know from me. I wouldn't want somebody else to tell you, or you'd be blindsided by finding out, from a different source that I had something with this person. But no.
It didn't work out.
It was no bueno.
It depends on the person.
It was not good morning.
Yeah, but Angela knows exactly what I'm talking about.
But here's the thing.
I heard about that for years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But then that goes to show you, like, I can sleep at night good because I'm trying to be real with you. Yeah. And if you can't, and if you can't handle it, then I'm not the person for you. Yeah. Kick rocks.
Yeah. That's it. Listen. Yeah. Now, listen, I Love & Hip Hop. It's been streaming again.
Yes, I saw.
Yes.
I didn't realize till I was getting text messages and I walked into Sephora and my person there was like, oh, I love you. And I was like, yeah, I come see you all. And she was like, no, you're so good. And I was like, what's happening?
Right.
And then she was like, your story. And I was like, oh, snap. And then my mom sent me a text message like, your face is on Netflix. And I was like, great. We don't get paid for it.
That's another thing, too. Imagine that, right?
No.
This is in like syndication on streaming services.
No.
You got paid for it back then.
Contractually, we signed that contract. So I'm not, at this point, I can't cry over spilled milk. I could just look at it in a positive light, which is what I'm trying to do now at this big age. I look at everything and find a silver lining.
Yeah. Right.
Am I happy that I signed the contract and that I feel like we've been exploited and that we did so much on TV and that we didn't really, we signed the contract. So it is what it is. It was a platform. I've reaped a lot of benefits from it. Now it's on Netflix, so I have to look at it as rebirth. You know, I just launched a podcast at the same time it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, why work against it when I could work with it?
Yeah, and the thing is, streaming services weren't around back then.
At all. And the kids now, and I'm talking about the young kids, not the kids that be on my DMs because they watched me with their mamas. I'm talking about the young kids right now could watch and like they get to see a chance, like they get to see why. Like some kids be like, my mom loves you, but don't understand why, but now they could watch.
Now they see. Mm-hmm.
Do you watch that show now? Like
I haven't, but I'm not saying I'm not.
You just haven't been.
I haven't watched it. I did see that there was a season. The season is on. I'm not on there yet.
Okay.
But my picture promotes it for some reason. Myself and Joey's. I didn't see. I saw the first couple seasons, and we come on at 3 or 4 or something like that. Either way, would I watch? Yes, I probably would one day that I'm having drinks and I want to watch myself cry and cry with myself. It's weird because I can feel that pain.
They had some moments.
Y'all did have some moments.
Yeah, you kind of relieved
that proposal. Yeah. That's like a forever.
Funny thing about the proposal is that when they say top things that happen on reality TV, I would think that we would make the top 10 and we don't. And
people might have forgot about it until
now. It was one of the biggest things ever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was wild back then, but I think, again, Yeah, it was like kind of in the early like reality TV. I don't know, because you guys, like, even with streaming and everything.
Yeah.
What was that streaming service that you were on first before? Was it Ustream?
No, we were on Ustream, then YouTube. Yeah. Before everybody. It was
because I used to do Ustream for my show all the time.
Yeah.
And it, look, now
it was
come a long way. Ustream was almost 20 years ago.
It was us. It was Soldier and then Joe. It was us. Yeah. It was a few of us on there.
Using that shit, boy. People was getting mad because on Ustream, people were leaving comments while things were happening. I remember I was doing an interview and somebody walked out of the interview because people were talking crazy about him on the Ustream.
On the Ustream.
And I didn't know what happened. Like, I was interviewing him, I had the Ustream up, all of a sudden he was reading, he just got up and left, and I was
wow.
I mean, I wonder how that person's doing now with all that's happening in front of our faces, because I feel like we get bullied regardless. Like, anytime you put something up, if you read comments, you might want to die or cry. And
you know what, how is that for you now, Janae? Because I know that
from coming from kind of behind the scenes almost to now,
to people like
you being, are you reading
your at your
I do, I read all the comments.
Don't do Girl, that don't. I'll tell you right now, don't.
They've been great.
Don't. I have to. You know.
People are so kind.
Oh, yeah. So right now.
So nice.
For now.
Until they disagree with you.
Until they disagree. Right, and I haven't gotten there.
They're like, oh, this is
but they will.
So fun.
Trust me.
She's
I used
so
to read all of ours. I don't.
I'm not reading.
Yeah.
You don't read them. Told me not to. I used to.
Right. You said that. I read them too.
I tell you not to.
I do.
Tell her. We'll read
tell
them.
Tell her. I be trying. I done read a few the other day and I was like, let's get into it. And then I called G like, and he was like, yo, I was like, let's do a live. But then I remember, does it really matter?
Yeah.
It's not what cares. I read it. I read comments.
And?
I mean, I don't be giving a fuck. Sometimes I might, like how y'all was saying, don't go back and forth. I probably will go back and forth maybe like one out of 20.
Okay.
Depending on what was said.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really be giving
a fuck. And sometimes I think you also have to respond to the positive comments.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And not just the negative ones. Not just the bad ones.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's actually really nice when you show love to people who are showing you love.
Agreed.
I do that for sure.
Because we'll like read those through and then somebody, one person said, you'd be like, what, bitch?
Yeah, I had a fan tell me, like, Siri, disregard them. Like, talk to us. We fuck with you. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
But we get caught up, especially when you wake up on the other side of the bed and you read some shit that you're like, did you just call me a what?
Now, listen, now, reality TV, you also did, was it couples therapy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now looking back on that and looking at it from the space that you're in today, what do you think? Because there was a lot of people on both sides.
Right. I want to say that I think it was very misinterpreted, and also the edits are like amazing, because what was happening behind the scenes, you guys, like, the world gets to see about seconds of what happened, but we're taping from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m.
And it's gonna
we
only
have
show
no phones and yes, and then I don't know, that situation was crazy, because every time I spoke up, I was speaking up or defending myself, because there was stuff happening behind the scenes. So I would just say the reason why I think the podcast was so important is because it was a space for people to get to know me, not what other people get to edit.
The edited version.
Another thing is that Vado and I went into that show as a friendship, like a friendship who he was trying to take this relationship to another level because he was interested. And I wasn't sure if he kind of was ready for a woman like me. And that's how we walked in on that show, and everybody thought, because it's called Couples Therapy, everybody in here is a couple. We weren't a couple.
Right.
We were trying to figure out, could we be a couple? Because at this point, after all these years, are you on my back and I'm just your friend? Let's see if we could take it there. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of, you know what I mean? A lot of things that really weren't how people took it, but it's for everybody's interpretation, I guess.
What did you learn from that? Because, you know, the whole point of the show is it is supposed to help you.
Oh, a lot.
In your life in general. So do you think that it was helpful for you?
Yes, because it's an actual program that they run with actual real judge and a real therapist. It's a real thing. It's a program for real. I learned a lot about me as a whole. It was so long ago, but it was I went through all the emotions. I locked in. I didn't speak to anybody on the outside. It was everything about my traumas, about my domestic violence situation. I was taken back by why he would react a certain way. Although I did throw the apple, so I'm not fond of that moment. So I did learn that I had some things to deal with, that if I don't address my traumas will address me.
Right.
And they were addressing me in front of the world.
Right. That's
you
tough.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So It is tough, but I've chosen to do so.
Yeah.
And so I learned so much by...
Sometimes you don't know how hard it's going to be till you do it, though.
Yeah, I watched my pain on national TV that had not much to do with everybody else but just me. So I can't wait to find another boyfriend to go in that house again. Not
exactly. I'm different now.
I'm different now. I'm not throwing apples, but yeah.
Danae, could you see yourself doing something like that?
Yeah. Okay. Because my husband's in therapy, I'm in therapy. Mm. We tried relationship therapy or whatever a couple years ago. But yeah,
what made you guys decide to do that?
Because we were having like disagreements, we had a little moment where it was like, we just were not getting along. Like, he has this cat. So sick of the cat. Like, the cat is our biggest problem. And I'm like, we can get a new cat.
What's wrong with the cat?
The cat is a cat he shared with his ex. I can.
That child ain't asked to be here.
I didn't ask to be with the cat. I want to be with you. And if we all have to live in this house, then the cat should contribute to the rent.
So when Devon walked in with the cat, why did you say the cat can't come?
I did. And at the time, he was co-parenting the cat. So that's also why we have such a huge issue. And I'm like, we need to go get a third opinion on, like, let somebody help us.
So he still has the cat? So he has the cat full time?
He has the cat full time now. That was the compromise. You can't co-parent the cat anymore. You have to keep the cat.
So the cat doesn't like you.
Doesn't like me. The cat is jealous of my son. So that was our biggest issue.
Yo, cats are a little bit creepy.
Shady.
Yeah, because
they're shady.
You know how they, like, the cat will suck the breath out of the baby.
I used to live with
a
baby. Yeah. Like, they'll sleep on top of them because they're warm. So we'll come in sometimes. No, he's cuddled up in my son's bed.
No, we're not doing that,
He's swiping feet from under the couch. I'm like, bro, this cat got to go. So we went to therapy for
about the cat.
To help us. All
what's the cat's
cat.
Name?
So I'm open to all kinds of situations. DK.
Cat.
DK. Dark
the cat.
That's his name.
DK. That's a Dominican saying.
DK.
Yeah, DK.
Yeah. Wow. DK.
So, but, yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting.
Wow,
now, what does the therapist think?
The therapist thinks he should get rid of the cat.
Really?
Yes.
Did you pay him under the table, though?
No, and this lady, I did not like this therapist at all.
You don't like nobody.
He chose the therapist. I let him choose.
Okay.
Except, where are we going? Who's doing it? Who's leading the conversation? Ooh.
Now, look, you said you let him choose. Now you know what the next question is.
What?
Do y'all ever venture to add people to your relationship?
He's not into that.
But you would be.
Oh, okay. I need lipstick for this one.
Wait a minute. I would be, and I've asked, I've offered. He's like, no, you're all I need, baby.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I love me some DeVon.
Okay, sweetie.
Aww. Okay, sweetie. Mm-hmm. That's great. Wow. See, I don't quite often hear that side.
Yeah.
Right. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, some men ain't
He's not into it. He don't like the fact that I'm attracted to women. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I don't need none of that. I don't want to explore that with you. Mm. It's just me and you till the wheels fall off.
You're okay with that, though.
I'm like, all right, cool. Because I don't really need nobody either. We have a blast.
Okay. Yeah.
That's great. I make sure we have a blast.
Yeah. Tahiri, are you open to that?
Huh?
No.
I am gonna say
it's getting hot.
It's getting hot in here. No, Nelly. I'm gonna say that I'm never gonna say no because certain people bring out some different things about you. Like, I've been with a person, I'm like, oh my god, what are you doing? I'm not ready for this. And I've been with somebody where I'm like over here like a cowgirl with these cowboy boots.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that I will never bring someone in. I just feel like whoever I'm doing that with, we will have to be incredibly bonded together and like, this is about us. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty hard because I've heard horrible stories when it comes to, you know, couples going into that opening Pandora's box and then they start cheating on each other and they wind up with the person that they met. And so I've heard that. So I don't really play around like that. But if I was to ever, I'm not going to say never. Right. If it's not my husband, if I really... fuck with somebody and we tight like that and we out on the island, we all dressed in white, I might just consider some things.
Mm-hmm. We're all dressed in white.
I have a whole vision.
A whole white party.
And we had
we're in Turks and Caicos and we're dressed in white and we're
and Angelina Jolie looking ass walks by and I'm like, maybe I might. I don't know.
And you gotta pick. That's the whole thing.
Well, I would like to have his input, like, because I'm not into women.
Okay.
But I could be, I guess.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah. FYI.
Mom, don't believe us, okay?
It is true. You guys are kind of opposites.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah, but it works.
Yeah, it works. I love that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate y'all both so much for coming through. I cannot believe at this big age, this is your first time.
I know.
You know, coming
Yeah, this
up
is
here.
Horrible. I feel like we have to do better as
you
friends.
Definitely got
Yeah,
to
we do.
Because,
you know, we were just saying this, like, I don't really be outside like that. And clearly neither do you.
Mm-mm. Not no more.
You be in Jersey, though, I feel like.
No, I don't even be outside, at all. Unless I'm getting paid to be outside.
Yeah. It's different
like,
now.
The same thing. We don't really, yeah, it's different.
New York nightlife ain't the same as it used to be.
I don't even think there is such.
There is, it doesn't exist anymore.
You know what? We like lounges and like restaurants.
Cigars and jazz and I like comedy clubs now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've always been into comedy.
I love that.
I will do. Yeah. We love a good comedy club. All right. So we can do fun things like that. I like to be home like around midnight.
Me too.
You know, that's a good time for me now.
So wrap it up.
You know what I was trying to figure out? Is it that the clubs aren't lit anymore or is it that I'm not lit?
New York specifically, it's the clubs.
Right, because I'm like, we used to have so many places to go to.
And there are not many.
And they don't
And I don't
anymore.
Know if this is still going on, and I just don't know.
No,
no
they
there,
don't.
There are some clubs going on.
Yeah, there's things that happen. But,
yeah, there's but it's not the same.
Is it not like it was, or am I not like I was?
I don't know, because I could say it's not like it was, and it's not you, because back then we used to have certain places where not everybody can get in.
That's true.
Where you, like, the who's who. We there. Had the greenhouse. We had certain places.
Our greenhouse days.
So I don't know if it's just that we're not it, but.
I just saw a photographer the other day. He was like, remember me from Greenhouse? I used to be like, I was like, oh my God, that felt
or
like
we ended up in One
days.
Oak.
Yeah.
Or we have, there's so many other places, Club Hollywood back in the day. Like there were so many places now. There might be some spots that we don't know about.
Right.
But I done been out in New York and I'm just looking around like.
They don't have lists anymore. Yeah. Everybody could go everywhere. So that's different.
New York,
too.
Let us know in the comments and these two
let
go
us
read
know.
Them.
If we're not it, we want to be it.
We want to be lit. Yeah. Chella, I'm going to take you out.
Just
you
to have
town.
The option.
Let's go. See, Chicago's still lit.
I'm not going to lie. I went
Chicago
to Chicago.
Is still lit.
The last day that I was on the Breakfast Club, I left after work and went to Chicago and ended up being out till like 5 a.m.
With Chella?
We had a time.
Chella, you left a little early because you had to go do something.
I went on vacation.
I ended up,
You had a flight?
We left the same time.
I had the flight, remember?
You had a flight.
I overslept. So drunk. I fell asleep. He had my location on because other than that, I wouldn't even woke up.
That's
we was
right.
fucked
she
up.
Yeah,
remember?
We were so drunk that night. Mm-hmm. I was celebrating for. I went to Chicago and celebrated.
Well, y'all need to take me out because
Chicago.
I bet you that celibacy
lit.
Break.
Mm-hmm.
Go Chicago.
That's right.
I'm trying to say
this ain't Texas. Just go to Chicago.
You gotta come to Chicago. I'm coming. I'm gonna tell you. I'm coming to Chicago soon. I got a booking in Chicago.
I'm gonna hold this badge. You heard me, Dominican badge. I'm gonna hold this badge till I get to Chicago.
Okay. She had it holding like this.
You're right. Love hold this badge. I'm going to hold this badge.
All right, we outside. Yeah. I love to see it.
I love this.
All right. Well, anyway, well, thank y'all so much for coming through. And make sure you guys tune into At This Big Age to hear some really fun conversations.
Yes.
Y'all have different points of view, but you express it both so well. So sometimes, like, I agree with her, but I kind of agree with her. But there's certain things I'm like, when it comes to infidelity and other topics that you guys have that I think will be really relatable for people, but coming from two different points of view and two different life experiences, I think it'll be really enjoyable.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yay.
Oh my God. Yes. Look at y'all.
Take your jacket off.
Okay. It's lip service.
Yes.
Thank you.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots,
the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.